This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, Margaret here, popping up before the show with a bit of news. We've set up a Substack for the show. We've got some exciting plans for the year, including some live shows in London and elsewhere. So if you think you might like to come to one, hop on Substack and follow us. It's all free and there'll be some fun extra content there, including the Crushed Leaderboard, where we track how compatible our guests and their crushes really are with science. Now, the show. And welcome to Crushed by Margaret K. Bourne-Smith, the podcast about the dramas and daydreams of unrequited love. My guest today is hilarious comedian, actress, writer and podcaster, Alison Spittle.
Boop, 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 boop.
Hi, hello. Alison. Oh, wow, you do your own intro music.
All the time. All the time now. If you don't do it, who else will, you know?
Do you do it in life as well?
Just, yeah. When I saw my boyfriend, I was like, hello, boop, 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 boop.
So good to know. So, Alison, you do a brilliant podcast, which is kind of, I see it almost as a sister podcast to this.
Yes.
In that it deals with, what were we just saying?
Trauma.
Trauma.
Trauma, but say it with a funny voice.
Fun trauma.
Fun trauma. Amazing. I mean, that definitely is a genre of thing. That's what I like. I do like trauma. And I do like having fun with it, because if you can't have fun with your drama, what else can you do with it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Steve.
It's healthy. It is healthy to get it out in podcast form.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's like not wearing knickers to bed. My mum said, "Let the air out. Let it breathe."
You know?
Yes. If we keep it all tied up, it's going to get yeasty. Oh. Like, yeah, that's what will happen with our drama.
Well, if that's not on a tea towel by the end of the year, I'll be very shocked. So, crushes. Now, yes. I know
that
you have had crushes on people. Do you still?
Not anymore. And that's like such a facet of my life that's gone. I'm in a 10-year relationship. So I think
you mean healthy? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. yeah, definitely. And like stuff that I would have considered crushes, when I'm looking back, I'm like, oh, that was just a nice person. You just thought they were nice. Do you know what I mean? I have a weird relationship with crushes.
Yeah, okay. So tell me about your first crush
was probably Aaron Carter. I think I was about maybe 7 or 8. And I remember being on a ferry and there was a poster of him, I think maybe in Smash Hits. And I felt compelled to like lick the poster.
Just on like a ferry,
on a ferry. Poor, yeah. Oh,
God. Did you get very ill afterwards?
I mean, psychologically, yes. But physically, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, if you don't know what he looks like.
I feel like I do know. All right, you describe him. I'll tell you whether it matches my image.
He looks like he would be in any Home Alone sequel in the 90s.
Does he look like he's made of icing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Curtain haircut, blonde, little cherubic face, and, brother of a guy in a boy band. So he was like,
so a bit more accessible.
A bit more accessible, and also giving you access to the Backstreet Boys, you know? Because it would be very weird for a Backstreet Boy to hang out with an 8-year-old, but not for Aaron Carter. So you felt like...
So how
he
old
was
a
he? Gateway boy.
So, right, so you were 8.
I would say, I think he might have been like 9
oh
or
my
10
God,
or 11.
Perfect.
Yeah. He in the music videos he had were quite, like, he must have been young enough where they said it would have been weird if he kissed someone on camera, you know, that type of thing.
Okay. So what was he doing in his videos? Do you remember?
Dancing, pointing at the camera, me. being crazy little party girl. That's kind of what he was doing, and I was very
into that. So when you say you were into it, can you remember what the feelings were
in my
In all areas.
Okay. I don't know. It would make me feel giddy, like I was going on a log flume.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I was kind of very excited about seeing him. Also, I kind of moved around schools a lot. So he would have been like a, like Jesus, a kind of a mainstay, someone there all the time.
Oh, so yeah, like in the way that there was always Jesus on the cross assembly hall.
Yeah.
There's always
Aaron Carter on the cross.
On the cross.
In every assembly hall.
I'm really picturing this now.
Yeah,
an altar with him on that you worship. The,
how absolutely.
Lovely. So he was the consistent.
He was consistent. He was my very young one. And then when I was a teenager, I became obsessed with Morrissey. And
okay.
I would like work out our age gap. And it
yeah,
was
and
same,
that age gap is.
Same as Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
You love this.
So it was doable. But genuinely, I was very, very obsessed with him.
Okay, so how old were you then when you were obsessed with him?
13.
Okay.
13, I heard you were at a quarry. And in a CD shop in Galway. I bought 2 CDs that day. Morrissey's You Are the Quarry and Kanye West's College Dropout. two artists that I...
And have you stuck with them through
No,
things?
I haven't. Yeah, do you know? Imagine.
And you've come on this podcast to defend
Kanye. To defend
Kanye.
Both of them. Both of them. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Crushed should be my dreams because genuinely...
Yeah, awful. So with both of those people, did you have, like, how hard was it to...
How hard was it to switch off?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe you haven't switched off.
No, I have.
Okay.
I have. And it's not... I definitely... I think with Morrissey, it was definitely becoming sexually active.
Yeah.
That I kind of, like... Yeah,
stopped you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder how he would feel about
that. I know.
Oh, no. And then I discovered sex and I rejected you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this is part of his problem. Maybe.
But he, like, I remember once I was getting ready to go out. I was having a shower and I was like, I put on my favorite music and I put on, like, maybe the Smiths' first album. And I was like, do I need to hear about child abuse before I go out on the razz? Like, is this what I need? So I think after, I used to find lyrics and music to be very important, and now I find it less so important.
Yeah.
And I just want to go by mood. So I enjoy my music in a different way. But I was genuinely, how obsessed was I with Morrissey? I used to go on message boards and find out which hotel he was staying in Ireland. And then I would hang out outside that hotel.
Oh my God, how many of you were there?
It was just me and 2 older men. It wasn't, I didn't know them.
Did you talk to them?
No.
But you
one
knew.
Of them elbowed
they?
Me in the face.
Oh,
what?
Because nice.
Morrissey used to throw his shirts out into the crowd.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I've...
Not out of his hotel window.
No, off his sopping body. And
wow.
I was like really into that.
I mean, the phrase sopping body.
Yeah.
It's sort of alternately really hot and really gross.
I know, absolutely. And I brought one, I had 3 pieces of a shirt. So three separate pieces from 3 separate shirts at 3 different concerts. So he would throw his shirt into the crowd. Once I had the whole shirt, and then these men started pulling it off me, and I got my jaws and I put it around the collar of the shirt and held on to it like a bulldog.
Oh my God.
And they were like elbowing me in the face to try and get it off. But the more they elbowed, the stronger
the
my jaw clamped down. And
oh my God, I can really feel
Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can really feel the tension in my
so,
jaw.
So, yeah, I had 3 pieces of a shirt. One I lost on a train between Reading and Fatcham, which is very sad.
Between? What were
Between,
you
I was going home drunk from a work do. I brought out... So,
the tragedy is that no one will have known...
I mean, the significance
it was,
of it.
Yeah. You'd have had to write on it. Were you carrying it around with you or was that...
Yeah, I carried one around in my purse,
Alison.
Because it was a mobile one. I had one in a tobacco box.
Of course.
And And the other one I had under my pillow.
Oh my God. Well, it's, yeah, proper comfort blanket.
Proper comfort blanket.
That's incredible.
I would huff it like...
Yes.
Like,
what did
like
it smell like?
Solvent abuse. Patchouli oil and man, it did.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean BO.
Socking,
but I describe it as man.
Was it BO? No, because you know there's like a difference between clean sweat and like.
It was probably
gross.
Clean, but now that like.
You've been huffing
it. He's cancelled
it
in my mind. I'm like,
okay,
disgusting.
The smell of fascism.
The smell of fascism, yeah.
Did you. This is going to be a gross question.
Yeah.
Did they smell different from different concerts?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
one would smell sweatier.
Oh, wow.
One just smelled of sweat and no patchouli oil. My favourite was the Goldilocks of the two, which was a pink one, which had like a combo of patchouli oil. I think it was patchouli oil and sweat. This is disgusting. And when I did a job interview for a telesales job, they asked if I had any interesting facts. And I took out the Morrissey shirt and I was like, this is Morrissey's shirt. Got the job.
Did you? Amazing.
I did.
The fact of a shirt.
Yeah, that's the one I lost between Reading and Fatcham. My little job Morrissey shirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was their reaction when you said this is Morrissey's shirt? Were they impressed with your fervor? What was the job?
Job was like, it was a, they called it warm calling, so it wasn't cold calling.
Okay, and so probably a level of, persistence would be good in that. So if they know that you're the sort of person who fights some men in a mosh pit for a bit of shirt, they're well, this girl's tenacious.
She's going to sell boiler insurance.
What stopped you?
I went to see him in concert. Then after I felt our views on immigration do not align. But I was
it's
like...
It's funny how unsexy that is.
Yeah, quality
in someone.
And when I was a teenager, there was rumours in school as well about me because I had so many pictures of Morrissey in my bedroom that I went over the ceiling and people thought I was a witch. And I was trying to do Wicca spells on Morrissey.
Oh my
and
God.
It was, yeah, it
oh
was a genuine rumour.
And do you know where it came from?
A fella who told me was called Anthony McKnight. Oh, someone went into my bedroom and saw at a house party and saw my bedroom and thought,
why?
Witchcraft.
Oh, that's a pretty big leap.
I mean,
I'd like to defend, like, I thought all teenagers had.
People who I know from years ago think two things about me, and that's one, loves Morrissey, and two, loves Wagner from X Factor. Those are the two things that I was very defensive of as a young person, right? And
I mean, we'll move on to that.
But
we need to cover the witch stuff first.
But my friend.
Okay, you promised that there was nothing like burning in your room, that there was no, like, there was no altar, there was no.
There was like, I'm genuinely trying to. So I painted like a mural on my.
Okay, here we go.
On my wall. One said, because I really loved playing Grand Theft Auto 2, and there was a song called Taxi Drivers Must Die, and I painted a taxi with like a big smiling face on it with Taxi Drivers Must Die written across it. And then, sorry, but I was really artistic as a kid. And just so many pictures.
Yeah, you're
going
to send me photos.
I will.
The murals, are they still up?
No, but they're painted over, but I wonder, like, because my sister... I'm from a working class background. You never get to keep your childhood bedroom.
No.
It's always like another sibling is thrown in, you know?
Yeah.
I also had this weird poster from Hostel 2, which was of a woman getting her eye taken out. And it was so... I can see...
I mean, it's getting slightly witchier.
Yeah,
but
it
I'd still say... It's a leap. In your defence,
yeah.
It is a leap to go from that to Wiccan.
Well, I was no longer Catholic as well, so there's
oh,
a, you
oh,
know
come on,
I mean?
Alison, you can't throw that in.
You go straight to Wicca.
Yeah. What else is
there? Yeah, exactly. There's two things. You're a witch. Or
when
you're
did you stop becoming
Catholic? I think around maybe like 14,
okay.
I would say. Yeah, it was there was a, like, in Ireland... there was some news stories that had come out, and I was just like, well, I don't know if this is for me.
Not so much.
You see, I get obsessed with something and then they become problematic. Mm-hmm. And this has happened with
you?
Morrissey and the Catholic Church and Kanye
God.
West.
You turn those fine people and institutions.
I know. It's so bad.
So Anthony McKnight.
Anthony McKnight approaches
you.
Me and asks me, was I a witch? And asked me in a, like, serious kind of manner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not in a flirty manner? Or?
Oh, no, not him. No. I was like, the queen of cock blocking within my village. My role was an anti-fluffer. Like,
oh,
I would
my
come
God,
in.
This is me as well.
Really?
Yes,
oh, beautiful.
Same. I used to be really paranoid about it. I was like, why... Whenever I go away, does everyone get off with each other? When I'm here, nothing happens.
So were you not, like, active in your approach about this? I was very, like...
Oh, no, I don't think I... No, I wasn't active.
I was very, like, these people are not good enough for my friends. Therefore...
Oh, my God, that's so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God. Didn't get me a lot of friends in the mail section.
No. Oh my God. Okay, so he was not flirting.
He was not flirting. He was asking.
Was he carrying a burning torch? Was he, actively?
No. He asked me, and I was a bit confused, but I just said no, and that was it. And he was like, well, I heard you were. And I was like, okay. But there was no witch trial or anything like that.
Yeah, in some ways disappointing.
Yeah, absolutely. All the time disappointed. But he was actually here in my house one day where they insisted they put on the DVD of Morrissey's videos that I have. Mm-hmm. And I kept trying to flick over November Spawn the Monster because Morrissey dances sexually with a chocolate bar in that. And I wanted to, like... go, maybe, you know, this is more of a private thing. But they made me watch, and they were like, no, you have to watch this.
Oh my God. Like, so did they make you watch it and they watched you watching it?
Yeah. And they talked about, they were Alison, like, they were like, what is he doing? Why has he got a shirt open? Like, you know, and I was like, I don't know.
Do you know what you're on? Can you remember what you were
feeling or thinking?
Well,
or how
you were responding, any of that?
No, I wish, I think it was deep shame.
Yeah.
I think it was. I mean, the first time I ever felt like deep shame.
Oh,
and it was also a thing of like, they just don't understand. Because I was like, so I was just very on board the Morrissey train.
Yeah.
About everything. I just forgot that this might look silly to other people.
It's kind of retrofitting everything that they do and sort of going, no, everything that he does must be good and special.
And must have meaning.
And have meaning. And the idea that someone can just look in and that go,
and you have your whole identity as well as people go, because I was so horrible about my friends in a way, because like I lived in a council estate and I just thought I was incredibly intellectual, and that like if my friends were into shifting, which is like kissing, or,
oh my God, that's good. I thought that was
shifting
full
is a
sex.
Great
yeah.
word. Oh no, riding is like full sex. Shifting is like a word that I think should be fully within the vocabulary of English people.
Okay, let's try and get that.
I don't like snug
trending.
You know, as a
we said getting off, but there was a problem with that because lots of people, the older generation, would
think it's sex.
That was yeah.
I think every generation thinks the lower generation are like just
doing
fingering
more.
Each other way more than they are. Do you know what I mean?
There was an American girl that I knew who said she was really shocked by all of these girls who were pulling all the time because she thought that was, you know...
Hand job.
So everyone's going, yeah, did you pull last night? And she's going, they're just in pubs and clubs just tugging each other off. And she was so distressed about it for so long.
She's like, who's going to clean this up?
So
who's
gonna... She was so relieved to find out it was just kind of...
Wonderful.
You know, yeah,
yeah,
on,
yeah,
on
the whole
pull.
Act
like,
of it.
Do they love this that much that they are going, oh, that's what we're doing tonight. We're on the pull.
On the pull.
But okay, so there's all of this shifting.
Yeah, going on. And like, I remember I watched Donnie Darko of my friend, who was pretty stoned at the time. And like, I would have...
Oh my God, that's a hard one to watch.
Yeah, stones. But she within 10 minutes of watching it went, oh, he's dead, isn't he? And I was like, what? He's like, and it took me about 7 watches of Donnie Darko to get it before, and she got it within like 10 minutes, and I was just like, Oh, right. Maybe my friends are more intelligent than I'm giving them credit for. Maybe I'm less intelligent. Like, well, you swear, you listen to Marcy, you do become a bit like, I'm so clever.
Oh, wow.
And everybody around is just, you know, got like big erections with little brains. They don't know anything, so they're all fucking each other.
Just listening to him, you were infected with the idea that you were intellectual.
Like, absolutely, did you? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Because also I was like one of these annoying people who would go online and go, I'm 13 and I really like Morrissey and the Smiths, as if to go like, you know, I mean, as if I'm pretending I didn't lick a poster of Aaron Carter
minutes
5 years. Yeah, exactly. I was incredibly depressed and mentally ill when I was a teenager. So like my identity was like going to get, you know, I was on like medication and going to counselling, and it just felt like the perfect kind of identity for me to have was to be like a fan of Morrissey and the Smiths. I was like, all of my identity as a teenager, I'd say about for 8 or 10 years of my life was just being a Morrissey fan.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. I spent so much money on him. I've seen him so many times in concert. It's just crazy, actually.
Do you regret it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, you have to stand by you during that time, don't you? But that's not the same as...
Yeah.
I mean, because I think the thing with crushes is... So I end up talking about this a lot, but the gap between... Because the truth is, I'm sorry to tell you, you don't know him. You didn't know him. But at the time, you will have felt like you absolutely did. Or that you were him in some way.
I wanted to have his children. I wanted to, like... I thought his lineage was too good not to spread on.
This is incredible.
Isn't that so fucked up?
And I was like, really taking it to...
I was like, full on, like, this must continue in some way.
I mean, well done for coming out of that.
And if I'm the person to collect that jizz, well then...
I'm the vessel.
I'll do it. I mean, I was mentally ill, so, I must say.
I know, you sound entirely healthy.
That sounds incredibly healthy. Yeah.
Oh, God. God, watching Kanye must have been
a
hard one. Did you have a crush on Kanye?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a crush on Kanye. Who have I had crushes on?
Oh, did you have a crush on, well, let's talk about Wagner.
I don't think I did. I had this, but I did have this thing of like, I felt that Wagner was much maligned.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it?
It was a thing of, it's because he was, I think it's because he's Brazilian. I think it's because he's not an English speaker. That, and the story is that the papers came out, because he's in his like 60s and he wasn't British, I felt that people felt he was weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is weird.
Yeah,
he's
that's
an
the
eccentric
trouble, isn't he?
Man.
Definitely awesome. Yeah, and actually, no, but there's nothing wrong with eccentricity.
Yeah,
you know,
our
family motto is there's nothing wrong with weird. I end up saying that to my kids a lot. What's the family motto? Because, you know.
Yeah.
We're all weird.
I've just found him incredibly interesting. I thought it was
interesting.
Great.
So not even funny.
No. Well, like, yeah, I would find him funny, but I don't think I liked him in an ironic way.
No.
I think it was unironic.
Yeah.
But maybe started off as ironic. And then I was just like, hey, fuck you, actually. You could put some respect on that man's name. He's got his own vape line. You could have bought... I know he had it about 3 years ago, but you could have bought, like, Wagner-flavoured vapes. Like...
Oh, wow. So you could have inhaled in the same way you were huffing on Morrissey's shirt.
Yeah,
you could have huffed on
Wagner's juice.
Wagner's juice. Jesus,
I genuinely
Christ.
Think it was called that. I'll look it up after.
I think we need to track some down.
Do you know what one of my favourite things on YouTube is? People reviewing vapes on YouTube. just normal men. Just go, it gives a good hit there. And I also got Wagner. You could pay Wagner like a couple of quid, and he would do a message for a birthday or something like that.
Yeah.
And I got him to do one. Yeah, I got him to do one for my Dublin Fringe show, and I just got him to read out my press clippings. So I'd be like, "One of the best new young Irish comedians to hit the." I was like, "Yes." He's genuinely, genuinely. Please don't come to me with any information that's not about. Can I hold on to one person? Please, I've given up Kanye West and I've given up Morrissey. I just need something to hold on to from my early 20s.
Yeah, so was he part of your identity?
Yeah, but like some people who I used to work with are still like, oh, you're still mad in the bag there. And if you look at your Facebook memories as well, it's people are just, I think I was very mentally ill during that X Factor as well. There are actual, you know, you ever look at like Facebook memories and you're like, I was very unwell then.
Yeah. I mean, no, luckily mine don't go back as, you know, because I'm very old. But I do think, God, because it's weird, isn't it? I know that thing of, there would be so many people who would come up to me and say, oh yeah, do you still like? And I would be like, oh my God, I'd forgotten that shrine I'd built.
Seriously, you know? There are like four things that people who used to know me would approach me about. And it's Morrissey, Wagner, the witch thing, or when at my first day of school, I pretended to be a horse and jumped over some bags. And then quite a crowd had gathered around. And I would just jump over the bags again and go, nay. And everyone clapped. So
I went down.
I was 13 at the time.
Oh my God.
I just really, I thought secondary school was silly, and that like you could just opt out by acting silly yourself, do you know?
That sounds amazing though.
Yeah.
Did it get you fans?
Fans. It got like, I had friends. I'd never like, I was out because of my estate, right? I had things in common with my estate friends, which would be smoking, and just, I would be the crazy horse of the group. So that meant that like, no one could bully me.
Because they
would beat the shit out of them. And I could be as eccentric as I like.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing so, scarier than a mad woman.
Yeah, like it's like prison rules.
Yes.
So like, I had a good time in regards to, in regards to secondary school. Like, there are things where people go, were you a witch? But like,
did it bother you that people?
No, because I mean, I knew I was acting very silly.
And you didn't, yeah, exactly. And you didn't think you were a horse.
I didn't think I was a horse. I didn't think I was a witch. Do you know? I did think though that if you did like something, you would get really into it and put as many pictures of it as possible in your room.
So I'm completely with you. Why not commit?
Yeah, I wonder if that was like a TV thing though. Of like, I would see the trope of like Hollyoaks, teenagers' bedrooms would have like posters all over their rooms. And I wonder if that was like a thing.
Oh, I mean, no, it is. That's a whole other subject, I think, where what am I supposed to be doing?
Totally.
Because at least you did, like, I know people, you know, people who've said, I put posters on my wall because I thought I should, and I was given this poster, so I'd put it, you know.
Is
and
this
that's,
men talking about, like, naked women, or is this general?
No, this is genuine, like, well, we were given these magazines that had posters in them, so I was like, oh, am I supposed to fancy this punk?
That's
right,
so
okay,
true.
I'll put that up. And it's like, didn't actually fancy them. I fancied that weirdo, or you know.
What's the name of the guy who was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Bob Hoskins.
You didn't get
posters of him.
I couldn't, but if I could.
Well, quite. This is
if
the
I
su-
could.
The suffering we had.
That's the genuine nib of everything that I fancy in a man is Bob Hoskins.
I just watched Mermaids at the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Look.
Yeah. Properly.
Someone reliable with a hairy back.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please, like genuinely, that is my sexuality, is Bob Hoskins.
There you go. Is that your most recent crush then?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And long running.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? I've always been like, oh, he's interesting. And now I'm like, no, this is me.
It's funny, isn't it?
I have a type and it is a receding hairline, hairy backed person. Thank you very much. Sure. Please. Love it.
So nice to have a type. I don't know if you've watched him on Wogan, is it?
The one where he's on the River Thames and he's talking about the state of the way London Council has treated
oh my God, that, That does sound hot.
It makes me fancy him even more.
Of course.
Where he's just going, the council don't know what they're doing. And I'm like, tell me more about the bad planning legislation of the 80s, Bob. I was in destroyed communities. Please. I'm nearly there, Bob, please.
That, I mean, it's weird that you say that because I watched a video a while ago of Ellie Taylor, you know, who was on Strictly,
yes.
and her partner, yes. Johannes, who, again, I don't fancy, but I really love him. And there's footage of him, yeah. talking about, really excitedly, about how well the council have treated the lawns. And I was similarly enamoured. Council chats. That's a whole new sexy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've always been, my friend has described my preferences as Hobbit. Like, she's just been like, if he's under 5'5" and has hairy toes, you're into him. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, that is my.
Do you know you can get slippers that are sort of basically hobbit feet? Maybe
happy
you should, yeah,
days.
Invest in them.
Do I sound like a? I'm so sorry. If oh my! It's cause
no.
I'm so
why
used to being repressed. And then when I talk about stuff,
this is what I absolutely love about this. I mean, yeah. I do have
to
say,
fancy Jesus as well.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a bit, standard.
Yeah, yeah,
look,
yeah.
You know, he's topless. He's sort of ripped a lot of the time.
Oh, absolutely. Cinched to the gods. So he is.
But also, you fancy yeah. Jesus because if that's the only person you're allowed to look at, then what
totally.
Are you going to do?
I think he was definitely depicted by people that appreciated the male form, I feel.
Yeah.
You know, he's like Jonathan Van Ness.
Yes, it's exactly like Jonathan Van Ness, yeah. but not very like Bob Hoskins.
Get that in the Magic Mike thing where they just like start playing Pony and then like Bob Hoskins being crucified in front of 8 hen parties.
I mean, you are making up for your repressed time, I have to say, with these images you're feeding us. You know, I have friends who won't listen to this podcast because they find the idea of it too much.
Embarrassing. Yeah, 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 I know what you mean.
And it's stuff like this, I have to say, Alison.
Is that a thing you can take away from this? Is the image of Bob Hoskins being crucified while a woman cries into her Lambrini?
Okay, but so that sort of formed your sexual type. I mean, he is very, very not Morrissey.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But you think that's... Well, as you say, like that the sexuality, the burgeoning sexuality happened as the Morrissey vibe was
went
receding.
Down, yeah. I genuinely thought I was asexual as well when I was younger. So
did you during the Morrissey time? Or no?
Oh, big time.
Did
but
you?
But I don't know whether that was
oh, my God, so you just
going.
Wanted to be a jizz vessel?
I wanted... Yeah, I was like...
But not enjoy it.
I was genuinely like, we don't have to fuck or anything like that. I'm just
give me it in a tube.
Offering, yeah. Put it into one of those Primavera tubes.
That's how that works. That is absolutely how that works. Did you ever contact Morrissey?
No, I never did.
Why?
Never
do
did.
You think that...
Well, I don't think... I think if I could have, I would have. But like...
Yeah. So it's
yeah.
pre... Well, he's not really on social media anyway, is he?
No,
so.
No, you couldn't really tweet at him. At Morrissey. If you would like, I would like to take your jizz.
I mean, he would get a lot of that probably, wouldn't he? Or just
hashtag...
constant combing through the jizz offers.
Yeah. Hashtag we don't have to fuck. Like, just... No. So
we're getting it's good. We're getting to the point
now
where I'm feeling sorry for him.
That
which
offer
I
is rescinded now. I think that DNA can die with him.
Yeah, I think it's fine. We'll let that dwindle. We need to do the maths. I don't know if you're aware of the maths.
Okay, of how many crushes?
No, this is a thing. There's a video to describe it for
okay.
people to... but we used to do, when I was young, we used to do a thing where we would have our name and their
yes!
name and loves. Did you do this?
Yes, did. Yes, it did.
I think it has to be Morrissey.
Okay, fair
even though
enough.
I would much prefer you to be
Bob
with
Hoskins.
To be with dead Bob Hoskins. You know, given the option. Okay. L's. Two. Oh, no. Oh, my God. I've written Stephen Bob Hoskins.
Stephen Bob.
Alison Spittle loves Stephen Morrissey.
Yeah, Patrick okay. Morrissey.
Steve. Okay. I'm not doing middle names.
Okay.
Just because fair, you fair. Have to draw the line somewhere. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad that we're talking about Bob Hoskins because it is a nice palate cleanser.
From the... Yeah. I
know. Oh, no, I think this might be an everlasting one.
With him?
No, hold on, it's all right.
Do you know what? If it is, it is. That's science. It's fine.
I'm pleased to tell you, Alison.
Yeah?
It's 17%.
17?
So it was never going to...
Brilliant.
I mean... It was never going to work. We've saved you.
We were both asexual.
On some level.
Yeah.
So you can stay with your lovely hobbity boyfriend. Is
Beautiful.
He hobbity?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Congratulations. So, Alison, where can we see more of you?
So I'm doing a show called Wet, and it is on Nationwide. Going to be on in Soho in March, on the 15th and 16th of March. And I've got a new show coming out on the Edinburgh Fringe Festival called Soup. And, yeah, I have to think of a better...
I quite like the theme of Wet and Soup.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Wet soup.
Liquid. Why
liquid next. Soup. Liquid. Yeah. Wet soup and liquid. The moist trilogy. That's what it's going to be about.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Alison Spittle. Well, Alison and Morrissey, they're going straight in to the bottom of the leaderboard with 17%. And I think we're all glad about that. Thank you very much for listening. Do check out the Substack and see you next time. You've been listening to Crushed by Margaret Caborn-Smith, hosted by Margaret Caborn-Smith and produced by Victoria Lloyd and Lindsay Fenner for Mighty Bunny Productions. If you can bear it, please like, subscribe, rate and give us a nice review as it helps me feel better about my life choices.